Hello world, it's $1 broadcast for faith and success dreams. Glory be to God for another day of grace. Glory be to God for another day of mercy, vision, dreams, and miracles. I want to stop by your day today with these vision words. We are kids of the promise of Abraham. We are heirs because we live for Jesus and we got Jesus inside our heart. So something is promised to us. So we must believe even when we feel like it's not gonna happen. We must believe even when it look like it's not gonna happen. We must believe when everything around us crowded and dysfunction is going on, the mental health crisis going on and a lot of disaster is going on around us, we still have to believe that we are protected, we are blessed, and our dreams will come to pass because we are kids of the promise. Psalms 105. Verse 8 and 9 speaks of this. He remembered his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations. Verse 9, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. And it's a good one. Verse 15, it speaks of the shield of protection over our lives and over our vision, over our purpose, and over our dreams. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. God will value what he says. Even myself, I had to reevaluate my thinking as well. I had to reevaluate my faith as well. I had to reevaluate what needs to be done with my vision and my purpose and my dream so I could get creative to reach those individuals that's in need as well. But glory be to God. All is well. Psalms 105, 42, and 43 speaks of this as well. For he remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy. So you can start rejoicing if you call. And if you're chosen, you could say, shout out and say hallelujah. Because everything is well. And we are kids of the promise to beat any mental dysfunction that the enemy send our way. It don't matter if it's finance crisis, health crisis, living crisis, I made a bad decision, I feel like I'm stuck crisis, I lost somebody that I really love that I wanted them to see my dreams come true crisis, or what do I do with the rest of the year? Mind crisis and how I get there. Tell yourself you will get there because you're a kid of the promise. Let us pray. Prayer call. Because we are kids of the promise. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, And we're giving you glory right now, dear Lord God. Because we are kids of the promise, dear Lord God. And you said in your words, you remember your holy promise given to your servant, Abraham. So this day, dear Heavenly Father, we still know that you still remember our vision, our purpose, and our dreams. So thank you, dear Lord God, for grace, mercy, favor, vision, purpose, and dreams. I'm praying for anybody that's dealing with a dysfunction right now. I'm praying for anybody that's dealing with a financial crisis right now. I'm praying for anybody dealing with doubt right now. I'm praying for anybody that's dealing with a low self-esteem right now, or a living situation right now, or feel like they're on their last leg and they don't know what to do and ain't nobody around them to encourage them. So I just want to encourage them through this prayer. While the Spirit is speaking through this prayer, because you said, well, two or three are gathered, the Lord God, you'll be in a mix. So touch their lives. If they're in a jail cell, if they're in a job, or if they running a company, or they going to school, or taking their kids to school, or cooking dinner, just comfort them right there. Comfort the lame, comfort the blind, comfort the sick, comfort the single mothers, the single dads, and those in a jail cell, and the homeless. Comfort them, dear Heavenly Father. We need your glory right now because we are kids of the promise. And we have all the authority to speak of the promise. So we're speaking it in existence right now. That it will come to pass. And that we will turn around and give you the glory. Because we are kids. We are heirs of the promise. Thank you for this breakthrough. And your hedge of protection around us. And the blood of Jesus around our family, our loved ones, jobs, companies, homes, vehicles, and kids' school. Because we are kids of the promise. And it's prayer. It's answered through the promise of Abraham. Through a vision, a covenant, a blessings, protection, and healing as we walk in faith and not by sight. We thank you for your grace. Amen.